Rival gangs are battling for control of Haiti's capital, putting hundreds of thousands of people at risk in a city where authorities are struggling to restore order. United Nations is saying that at least 99 people have been killed recently in just one neighbourhood, Cite Soleil. From January to June, the UN documented nearly 1,000 killings and almost 700 injuries, along with 680 kidnappings. This, again, was in the capital, Port-au-Prince. Last month was particularly bad. 234 people were killed or injured over just 5 days between the 8th and 10th of July. Right, well, joining me now is Louis-Henri Maz, who is the head of La Coulapia, peace-building organisation that runs community projects for young Haitians. He joins us now from the outskirts of the capital. And I might just start by asking you then about what's happening in Cite Soleil. This is the besieged neighbourhood in Port-au-Prince where people don't have access to water, electricity or health care. Is anything being done to get humanitarian aid into the area or to get people out?
Well, thank you for having me on your show. There is an attempt by some parties connected with humanitarian relief to discuss with the gangs access to the hardest hit part of Cite Soleil. However, it's not been moving very fast, and the issues are still on a battlefront is still going on between the warring gangs in Cite Soleil. So the people cannot get out, they cannot come in, and relief is not available for the people inside Cite Soleil right now. And there's no water, there's no food. And in order to get out, you have to go through both battling gangs. And it's not an option right now for the people in the area.
So if they try to get out, they'll just be hit in the crossfire?
Yes. And the crossfire is at random, and it will not take into consideration if you're civilian or if you are a warrior. So it is a dire situation, and there is no intervention that we can see from the government or from the police forces in order to stop this situation from going on.
Why is the intervention not working?
The interests that are at play are not known. There is a few people that have access to the real interests that are at play in the war in Cite Soleil. There is probably issues that have to do with territory, control of territory for the next elections. The whole war in Port-au-Prince and the different neighborhoods has to do with preparing the ground for the next elections. So the people who control the territory will be able to sell votes to the political parties that are going to be vying for the different positions in the next elections. And
so it's the links between the politicians and the gangs and those that are doing the fighting and the need to use that for leverage in the upcoming election that has kept this fighting going.
Yes, I believe so. I believe so. There is a need to take into consideration the human cost of these wars, and it's not being done by whether the government or the gangs themselves, of course.
But for people in Cite Soleil, this is not new. The area has suffered from years of gang violence. Who are the people involved in the fighting now? We speak about gangs and armed groups. Who is it specifically that is engaging in this fighting?
On one side, there's the J9 coalition of gangs that's fighting against Gabriel, who has its own coalition called the JPEP. And they are at each other's throats. They've been at each other's throats for a number of years now. There was a truce for about 3 years, but about a couple of years ago, the fight started again.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, Jean-Henri Maz. I do appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you.